was running the COVID, you know, our secondary site, making sure that that is up and running, and then also doing, stop talking when you're on mute, Doria, and let me say some nice things about you. But, you know, here's poor Doria and goes down to Seattle to get some dentistry work done and spends a large chunk of her time checking out the new ambulance for us that has been purchased to make sure it's all right and to ensure that it's going to get to the barge, and still participates fully in all of our meetings in the middle of getting her face drilled on. So I really appreciate all that Dorianne is doing. And I'll just point out one other thing. We really have seen a downturn in the number of EMTs that are able to respond. And Dorianne and her husband, Adam, have really picked up a lot of that slack for this community, along with, I would say, Tim and Chris and a few others. And I'm going to miss people, but I really appreciate all that she's doing. So tonight, I'm really pleased that she's here to do this update for us. And with that, I will turn it over to you, Doria. And I know you're blushing now, and that makes me quite pleased. So take it away. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it. Thanks for telling everybody about my dentist work. I am in quarantine until I get my test results. So, yeah, and I know you know how that feels. I just want to go and do. I put together just a quick update for the assembly to get a glimpse of what the EOC is doing. Kim and I both recognized after that was sent out that we neglected to include the graph, kind of the breakdown of who fills what roles. So that will be coming out. We're still identifying what everyone's roles are. And so it's crisp and clean. But tonight you were sent just prior to the meeting, and I apologize for that. Just a quick brief there, a report of kind of up to date for not only Wrangell, but also for the state. There are a number of different website links included in that update. If you have further questions or just want to know for business information, that's all included in there. So anything that's a hyperlink obviously is highlighted in blue for you. The state continues to do an update each day, and they are moving away from doing a press. So we'll be partaking in some of their, what they're called echoes, just like we had with Dr. Zink and Dr. McLaughlin. And they're moving towards that to be community-wide so folks can ask more questions. So we're really looking forward to that, and we encourage folks to take part in those. And I'll make sure that that information gets out there when they are scheduled. But at the top of the page where of what was sent out tonight, it has a bunch of green circles. And so all sections that the state looks at, safety and security, food and water and shelter, your health and medical, energy, power and fuel, communications, transportation, hazardous materials, those are all green right now because everything is in within limits for when the state is looking at that, when the governor is looking at that. For a very long time, our health and medical was in an amber. And as they reopened the state, they determined that we had built up our capacity within the state well enough. And so they moved that to green, and that was our go-ahead for reopening at the different levels. Some of the things that I've identified that we're working on still and continue to be cautious of and monitor are, you know, the safety of our public and our first responders and healthcare workers. And that is still changing all the time as they identify different things, different PPE or what's working, what's not working for folks. And that still is kind of our top priority, is to ensure that everyone is safe through this pandemic. So we are working diligently to get information correct information out through various sources out to the public, for our media folks to push out in different capacities, out to city employees, and address any misinformation. And that's a constant. Jamie Roberts has done an excellent job manning the kind of misinformation and addressing that on the social media platforms. And so really appreciate what she's doing there. But I know Kim has put out so much information, and Kim and Alicia Mullen continue to work on getting that out in a timely fashion. Everybody wants the information yesterday. And so they're working really hard to get that information out, make sure that it's vetted and proofread. Let's get it out there quickly. So we identify each of the cases as they come through. We're working hard and closely with folks who are in isolation or in quarantine. And we can't emphasize enough that the quarantine piece, testing is one avenue, but quarantine is kind of the best route to ensure that we're not exposing any of our vulnerable population and trying to mitigate for widespread transmission. On Saturday, June 6th, the state made an adjustment, or just prior to that, but it went live on Saturday, June 6th. They made an adjustment to Health Mandate 10, which was for interstate travelers, and some of our seafood processing fell under Health Mandate 10. And with that, there was the addition of the airport testing, and the airport testing is testing, screening, testing, and collection. Is all kind of pushed forward by the state. Search did an awesome job getting that up and going, and we're now in week three of that airport testing, leisure travelers that are coming in, as well as those who are coming in as fishermen. So just moving through the form that was sent out there for today. We have not been notified that there were any new cases identified for Wrangell Borough today, which is excellent. We have been notified altogether cumulatively that we have we've had eight positive results in Wrangell, and you can see the breakdown just under there, the travel related and close contacts. Three of our eight are now considered recovered, which is also very good news. We do have zero hospitalized, and we have had zero deaths. So this next information is provided by Search for us. They have 1,352 tests have been administered, and they do have 61 tests pending as we move through. On the state site, the current statewide cases, I believe, are 816, with 513 of those hospitalized. At one point there, they've had 65 cumulative hospitalizations, and that was actually a significant increase altogether, again, cumulatively. But as Assemblymember Morrison pointed out, the hospitalizations are down right now, currently, as of today, June 25th. There's a couple graphs just for the visual piece, identifying the same information that was just in text above that. Five of our cases that we have identified were through routine testing, and three through our airport testing. And we talk a lot, Lisa, I know on her updates, talks a lot about the EOC is doing this and the EOC is doing that. And so it's just a nice breakdown here of who is our EOC, what are they doing, and what actions we're taking part in, I guess. We've done a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and I know Mayor Persunka has talked about that. Like, we're doing a lot of things. And people don't see that on the forefront, I guess, but we are moving forward, preparing for our response efforts. Everything that we do, we have discussions every single weekday in the morning, just looking forward. What are we doing moving forward and being prepared for that? There's been a number of things that you guys have done as an assembly, and those are all just compiled in the same report with our approval for MOAs for the EMS testing and law enforcement testing. And I know we have a number of EMS folks who are really appreciative of having that test made available to them. We'll be testing again next week. We're on the same cycle as some of the other industry partners, and they look forward to it. Because again, as Dr. Zink always says, this is a sneaky virus, and it's lingering out there. So we really do appreciate that being available. There's again some links in there for folks regarding that health mandate 10. The assembly also approved that MOU with search, or to have search test with our Sea Level Seafoods partners. And on that note, there has been discussion about making some community testing available. We submitted a proposal to the state, but we're still very much so in the planning stages of that. That has not been approved or thrown out. It's just we're still working on the finer details there. We had a meeting with the state partners yesterday regarding airport testing. That's also in conjunction with search, just how things are going out at the airport and what we need to be aware of if we're going to move into some different testing form. The state is really wants to see airport testing continue, and so we're doing everything that we can to ensure that that remains an ongoing activity. So, with the airport testing in that first week, 28 tests were conducted, and this last week, June 13th to the 19th, we had 22 tests. So we submit our numbers by noon every Friday, so we'll have an update. And we're about on par for travelers coming in. Not all travelers are being tested, so it's just interesting to see how many people are actually traveling into the community, though, and what they've determined with the state, which one of the incident commanders, Brian Fisher, had identified about 43% are coming in already tested. So that's really encouraging. We do have, on the planning side or operation side, we do have two rooms that are ready to go at the isolation lodge, or COVID condos, as we tend to refer to them as. Lucy Robinson has been put in the role as our, COVID condos manager. I'm not sure her exact title there, our isolation site manager. And she's been really instrumental in getting this up and moving and looking at those little, you know, from how they come in, where they come in, you know, limiting their time in public areas before anybody would go to their room, and just really making sure that they have everything set and ready for when they come to see us at the isolation lodge. So that's been great. We are ready. Like I said, we have two rooms ready for that should that be necessary for isolation. At this point, everyone who has tested positive has had a place to go and isolate along with any of the close contacts that were identified. Again, search is still the main source. That's our only source in the community right now for testing. And we meet with search as a unified command every Wednesday morning, just see how things are going and checking in. We have on our unified command during those calls, Dr. Prasanka and Letha, the hospital administrator, Carly, and Carly has a great title, and I apologize, but I can't remember it, and Aaron Angerman, their PR individual, along with Esther Ashton to represent WCA and the tribe, and then we also have our there's a couple of members from our EOC, Mayor Prasanka, City Manager Lisa Von Bargen, myself and Jamie Roberts, and our PIO, Kim Lane. So again, we meet every Wednesday to discuss just pretty much the testing and how things are really going and what's coming our way in regards to COVID on the medical side, but also we look at some of the business happenings and the testing happenings. So Search does continue to test our fishermen as they're coming in. It's part of that one of their health mandates to be tested or consider testing. And so that is an option for them. And they're doing that out at the airport if they're traveling in. Alaska Marine Highway System, I'm not sure if everyone has had a chance to view. They just had an updated press release as they're looking to begin operations, and their first call into Wrangell is July 5th. They did put out a mitigation plan that does include testing prior to travelers coming from out of state if they're coming on the Bellingham ferry, or anyone who is traveling to Bellingham with Bellingham as their final call. Also included is the longer run out on the Aleutian chain, and there's one other section. They are included in that. If you're going from Ketchikan to Wrangell or Wrangell, Petersburg, Juneau, those kind of things, they're not requiring that you have a test prior to travel, but they are requiring that face coverings be worn throughout and social distancing be adhered to. So if you do have an opportunity, that press release is on the Alaska Marine Highway System webpage. Consortium-wide, for tests available, just moving on into logistics piece here, there's about roughly 26,000 tests, almost 27,000 tests available to Search right now. And as I've said before, we're looking into the option for community testing, and we're still working on those plans. So we have not put in a resource request to the state for test supplies to date. On the finance side of things, there's been a lot of purchases. You guys, as the assembly, made all of those approvals. And you can see there's some large numbers in there. On number three, the approval for the Braun Northwest Ambulance. That's very exciting and dear to my heart. I did have the opportunity this Monday to do the final inspection on that ambulance. It was brought to the barge on Tuesday, and it will be arriving here this coming Monday. So we're also very excited, I am, as an EMS provider, to be able to include the power lift and power cot. It minimizes how many people have to be available to lift a patient into the ambulance, which often can, that's, you know, the increase for folks, why we need so many people on an ambulance call. So this will help us in our time right now, because we are seeing lower numbers for responders. I neglected to include in the finance portion any grant information. And I know like the law enforcement did apply for a grant, and that is not shown on this page, nor are some of the smaller purchases, supplies for the isolation site and such. But this is just those large approvals or purchases. And as Carol identified, I believe on Tuesday night, some of the economic development, she had put the proposal in and it was approved, but none of those purchases have moved forward. And so that COVID money is still there, you know, as it moves on, it will be identified as to what it was used for in that rundown. We continue to work with other companies and businesses throughout the community. Our Reopen Wrangell task force that the mayor put together very early on was very active with businesses as we did reopen, and you know, Kate Thomas from Parks and Rec put together a number of surveys to just assess what the needs were and identify any gaps. And the task force met this last Monday and decided they're going to remain in a ready state should anything change on the local level, if any support was needed from other businesses. So right now there are no further meetings scheduled for that, but they didn't want to disband totally. So they're just kind of staying warm on the side. I did include a very lengthy update for our business and economic recovery section regarding cruise ships. And the cruise ship calendar, Carol has been on top of keeping that updated. And so there are only American flagged cruise vessels that are considering coming into Wrangell. I know they had put out some inquiries to see what Southeast communities, how they felt, and if they were even going to be, you know, opening their port for folks. So I believe that was earlier this week, Monday morning, that was that email was received. UnCruise, Alaska Dream Cruises, and Alaska Cruise Lines, again, all American flagged vessels, are still considering coming. They haven't completely canceled their 2020 season yet. We are working with American Cruise Line with their COVID-19 mitigation plan. And we have not seen a mitigation plan from Alaskan Dream or UnCruise Adventures. we did, with working with American Cruise Lines, we sent them some questions and haven't heard back on their responses. They were very open early on and wanted to know what the feeling was in Southeast Alaska. So they're open to some suggestions, and they have a great doctor working with them. So just moving forward, I think that's a good relationship. Alaska CARES grant funding is open and terms are being modified to allow more businesses to apply, but final changes aren't yet posted. And a lot of the business resource can be found on the Wrangell COVID-19 website. I've included the hyperlinks for each of those on there if you wanted to see how that's set up or what options are available. There are a ton statewide that maybe people don't know about. So if you do go to the Wrangell COVID-19 website, you can find a lot of business resources and opportunities out there. The city grant application for food service and social services is being finalized. That includes business assistance, Marine Service Center extended stays, haul out assistance, and general business assistance. That will likely be released in waves, as Carol Rushmore said, over the next several weeks. She also identified that there have been changes to the federal PPP, the Payment Protection Program, to accommodate fishermen. And the deadline for that is still June 30th, even though there were changes made. They stuck with the same deadlines. So if you do have an opportunity to look at that, that's under the same, I believe it's on the same Wrangell COVID website, but it's for your Payment Protection Program for fishermen. And Jamie Roberts was able to reach out to Caitlin Cardinell on behalf of the Stikine River Jetboat Association to get a feel of our charter operators and see how they were doing and if any have decided not to operate for the 2020 season. And she identified that there is one operator that will not be conducting business for the 2020 season. So there obviously are other charters within the community that don't fall under the Stikine River Jetboat Association, but that was the information we have for those guys for today. That was a lot of information. So if you have any questions, I will try to get back to that section and help you out. Mayor Prasanka, it's back to you.
Okay, thank you. Great job. And I think the amount of information you shared just shows me that we need to have you on here more often to keep us updated, because there's so many things going on in your world, Dorian, and it's but I really appreciate you taking time to explain it to us. And your sheet is really good too. I think I'm very pleased. That's going to be coming regularly to the assembly now, once a week, Dorianne's sheet. And but I want to call Kim Lane out. That's her graphic with all those new numbers. She did a great job on that. So thank you for doing that, Kim. That makes it a lot clearer for everyone. Does anybody have any questions? Julie.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree. Thank you very much for putting together the written summary. That was really nice. Tons of information, and it's really helpful for me to have it somewhere where I can refer to it again. I have one question on the number of test kits that you cited that are consortium-wide. Are those all PCR or a combination of PCR and rapid tests, or what's the scoop on that?
So I knew someone was going to ask that question. I asked Aaron Angerman, the PR rep for search, for just an overall number this week, but I can definitely include that in our update going forward.
Okay, yeah, great. Thank you.
They are able to identify that for us, so I will include that.
Okay. One more question.
Sure, you have as many as you want. Go ahead.
So you cited on the hospitalizations, statewide hospitalizations, that number, top of page 2. And then in parentheses, so you say 65 total, and you have in parentheses increase of 43 hospitalizations from June 16th. Are you saying that it was 43 on June 16th and it's gone up?
Thank you for that. Yes, on June 16th, my situation report had 22 hospitalizations, and that may have been current, and I apologize for not having that identified. That was the current hospitalizations, not cumulative, and so I have a different number in there and I didn't go back and correct that.
Okay. So, because it reads to me, the parentheses reads like we've had 43 hospitalizations since June 16th, and I didn't think that was true. Okay, good. Thank you. That's all my questions. Thanks.
Does anybody else have any questions for Dorianne tonight? Okay. I think you're off the hook. Yeah, look at her. She's doing the jig there. But, well, we're looking forward to you getting back out into the hall after your quarantine testing, all that. Thanks very much again, Dorianne. And if there's nothing else from anyone, we can adjourn at 6:03 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Stay safe.
Bye.